Now, regular listeners will know that our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, is a huge Port Adelaide fan, and you've got the showdown coming up there this weekend, mate.
Yes, we have. We will have some spectators in the ground, which is good news, so yes. Port Adelaide, red-hot favourites for the weekend.
Oh, you couldn't back him. It'd be like $1.05 or something.
We're like the Winks at the moment, so yes.
The Winks of Adelaide football. Very good. We've got the Hawks and the Pies, actually, in Launceston on Sunday.
That'll be a good game.
Mm.
Yeah, Alistair Clarkson's going out with a bang, which is great. So ruining my footy tips.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alistair. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tip the Hawks against the Pies this week, I reckon.
So would I.
All right. Let's go to tech stuff. Now, a couple of apps that need to be removed from the App Store.
Apple have done a good job on this. They've removed an app called Unjected. Now, Unjected actually billed itself for like-minded people that support medical autonomy and free speech. In essence, it was Tinder for anti-vaxxers on there as well. So, you know, putting out absolute crap about vaccinations on there as well. So Apple have pulled it already, and Google have told them they've got 2 weeks to either change what they're writing up there or get booted off as well. So good news on that front. And Google on their App Store, on the Google Play Store, have also removed all references to sugar daddies on there as well. It turned out to be quite a thing on there as well. So they've actually gone along and pulled it out as being inappropriate content. So we can't have any type of work like that in the App Store, in the Google Play Store. They've pulled it all off. So well done, Google and Apple, for cleaning up their apps.
All right. Actually, you mentioned, the anti-vaxxers. Let's go to the vaccination story. So uploading your vaccination certificate to your smartphone and your digital gear.
A lot of people have asked about this for it. So if people want to do it, what they need to do is first of all, download what's called the Express Plus Medicare app. This will all be up on my website by the end of the day. For people out there. So if you go along and you download the Express Plus Medicare app, you're going to have to link it to your MyGov account. You've got to put some details in there as well. For some people, it's proved very easy to go along and do, putting all the details in. If you've got a bit of a complicated relationship, you might have to go along and call the MyGov people to get it all linked up on there as well. But what it will mean is that when you're fully vaccinated, you open up the Medicare Plus app and it shows up all your vaccinations, your flu vaccines, your COVID-19 vaccines, whether you've had AstraZeneca or Pfizer. But you'll be able to show that app when you go to places, which is, and I've got to say, I need to do it right now in South Australia. Because I go to certain places, and people are going to need to start doing this, Darren. So I think it's a really good thing for the government that they've done this.
Yeah, well, I can see in the next 12 months that it'll, once hopefully international flights open up again, it'll be mandatory. You won't be able to get on a flight unless you can have proof that you've been vaccinated. So
exactly right. So those flights to Wuhan will be great.
Yeah. All right. The Wuhan clan. They've got the coronavirus back there in the news today.
It looks like they're scanning everybody who's in Wuhan again because it's reared its ugly head. So somebody let the bats out again.
All right. Finally, let's finish on Apple and Microsoft. They're doing okay financially.
Yeah, they're just scraping through. So Apple for the last quarter posted revenue of $81.4 billion, that's with a B, and net quarterly profit of $21.7 billion. Microsoft, $46.2 billion in revenue and $16.5 billion in profit. Phenomenal figures, they really are. The iPad had another interesting quarter as well. Apple shipped 12.9 million iPads. This is like my financial report. They sold more iPads than Samsung, Lenovo, and Amazon combined for the quarter.
Wow.
That's how dominant that is getting out there as well. And Tim Cook in his financial statement, when he talked about it, said the two most popular smartphones in Australia now are the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. So I don't think Apple and Microsoft are going broke anytime soon.
Very good. All right, so that info about the vaccination uploads and all that, you said end of the day, yep?
End of the day, it'll be up on the website.
All right. So you go to talktech.com.au. Thanks, Richard. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.